Governor Jan Brewer unveiled her budget proposal this afternoon for the upcoming fiscal year. To help us figure out what's in it, we welcome Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks.
Glad to be here.
So CPS seems to be the big issue this session. The governor talked in her State of the State address on Monday of wanting to separate CPS from the agency in which it's currently housed. Does she give us a sense of how much money she expects that to cost?
Well, at this point, we're looking at about $74 million. Some of that is one-time money. They think it could take up to $25 million to separate this new Children's Safety Division from the Department of Economic Security. But beyond that, you've got 212 new caseworkers plus support staff for them. They believe that this will help keep pace and also cut down the backlog. Because above and beyond those 6,500 cases that were never investigated, they're running a 10,000 case backlog, cases that had not been looked at over some period of time, and they say that's obviously not acceptable. So that's the big ticket item here.
Howie, in recent weeks, Speaker Andy Tobin and Minority Leader Chad Campbell had been talking about their support for restoring the Highway User Revenue Fund, or HURF. Any money for HURF in the budget proposal?
Zero.
Wow, zero.
Nada. Essentially what the governor said, and specifically John Arnold, who's our budget director, is, well, we're sympathetic to the idea of not funding the Highway Patrol through a fund that's supposed to go for road construction and maintenance, but we just can't afford it. So at this point, despite all of her talk during the State of the State speech about infrastructure, she's not prepared to put a bunch of money back that some people say legally and perhaps constitutionally belongs for road construction.
Howie, what does the governor say about funding K-12 education? She talked about some new student performance funding. What's in the budget in that respect?
There's $40 million in there. The idea is that we're going to essentially weigh each student's performance at the beginning and the end of the year using the standardized tests. And if you have students that are performing above average and staying above average, we'll give the school some extra money, you know, maybe $10, $20 per student. If you have a student who not only is performing above average, but has actually come from below average, we're going to give the schools extra money, perhaps an extra $200 per student. Now, that's the good news, is that there's new money going in, plus there is $70 million in inflation funding. Not that the governor wanted us to fund that, but the Supreme Court ordered them to do that. Other than that, that's pretty much it for K-12 education. They have some long-term ideas about improving broadband for schools. There's no new money in there for additional repairs to schools. And it's pretty much a lean budget, particularly for education. Universities, other than some parity funding for ASU and NAU to get them up to a per-student rate that they've already been paying to the University of Arizona, there's no new funding there. There's no new funding for state employees as far as pay raises and such. So it's kind of a, you know, the economy is improving, treading water kind of budget.
Howie, briefly, in about 20 seconds, editorialize for us for a second. I think some people might be surprised about the university funding, considering the governor's former chief of staff is now the president of the Board of Regents.
Well, in fact, what's interesting is after the governor gave her speech, the Eileen Klein, who, as you mentioned, is a former chief of staff, put out a statement saying, gee, this is all very nice. The governor wants a stable tuition. How about some additional money, governor?
Howard Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.